You know, Johns.
Sounds like one of the Snopes.
Well,
Jerry.
The Snopes.
Oh, yeah. John really is a. His mother was really apparently a very well educated, cultured person. John has had a lot of training, some says medical training. He tells people he was in a commando unit and worked in South America and fighting in the jungles. That he worked for the CIA or whatever then equivalent was. Some people sit down and they add up all the years of experience he's had and it doesn't match. But I think he's really quite intelligent, and he has some great sense of loyalty to his employees, and he expects the same for them. He had one man and woman who both worked for him and had worked for him for many years and were very high up in his organization, and just one day they were no longer there. And I've never known what happened to those two people. And they couldn't have done anything other than something that he felt was disloyal. And they say, whatever had happened, he just called them in and said, here's your check for a month's pay, get out. And I talked to him about it once in general, and he just said, well, it was just one of those unfortunate things, they had to go. And he would not say, well, they were disloyal or fighting me behind my back or anything. And he's taken, and in most jobs, taken a lot of local people and trained them and given them opportunities that they never would have had before, and let them develop and work up through his organization. Sometimes I think to the detriment of the organization. He doesn't like to bring in too many skilled people. But I was down in his shop one day, and it was a strange looking packing crate. Instead of being just rectangular, it had a sloped front to it, kind of like a desk front, like a pull-down desk. And I asked somebody, I said, what in the world is that thing? And they said, oh, that's John's shooting gallery. And he had ordered from some place in New York one of these things like you see in a carnival with the ducks running across and the things swinging and the gongs. And so the story goes that he's put it in the old railroad station from Foley that he has at Magnolia Springs, a place that I call Fort Snook. And he's got down there a replica of one of these bunkers that they used during World War II, you know, made of logs with dirt piled in them, concrete. And he saved all the, he tore up the old telephone building, a lot of concrete flooring, and he broke it up in sections and saved it and hauled it on a truck, flatbed truck, down to Fort Snook. And then I noticed there are piers of pilings of this stuck up in the air in a circular formation and all kind of concrete blocks around. And I think it's his idea of a replica of the Stonehenge Monument.
Not too many adjectives to describe him.
Well, he as my wife says, he's a real gentleman. He would no longer be rude to anybody. He'd have to be greatly aggravated to do so. And he's the type that